Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
David Knight has some really good news out of Italy dealing with the coronavirus. We'll be covering at the start of the next segment. And we'll also take some calls, and we're going to get into this Bill and Melinda Gates situation. But obviously, this is going to cause a recession, may cause a depression. The White House now admits that. Mm-hmm. How do you quantify this, what this is? I see it as a globalist attack on the nation state, on the supply chain, as an attempt to impose control. I believe it's going to backfire, and that now you'll see a giant movement against globalism even more, people moving to the country, people becoming self-sufficient. I think that they really jumped the shark.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what happens, but right now a lot of people are in a lot of problems, and like I said, that waitress looked at me. I mean, she was about ready to cry.
Story over. You're out with your wife right before they close
the... Yeah, we got, the mayor here in Austin decided that... He had shut all the restaurants. It gave them 1 hour's notice. So yesterday at 11 o'clock, so we're going to close all the restaurants at noon. My wife got there before they did it, but by the time I got there, they're turning everybody away, but she was already there, so they let us in. We were about the only ones eating at that point in time. And the waitress said, well, now I'm out of a job. I don't know what I'm going to do. I can't pay my rent. I don't know how I'm going to eat. And this is just like that, by fiat. They've imposed Venezuela. And when you look at the unemployment rates, and I went down the rates going from 1929 to 1947. I just read them off to you, what the rates were this morning when I talked about it. And you look at 1929, before the stock market crashed, they were down at 3% unemployment. And then it goes up pretty quickly. By the next year, it's like 9%, and then it jumps up to 15, then to 20, then to 25%.
They're artificially creating the atmosphere for a Great Depression.
That's right. And they're doing it instantly. It took like 3 or 4 years for that to happen with the Great Depression. They're imposing this instantly because we already had a poll show that 18% of the people said they've already lost their job. I'm hearing from people who are who have a service business where they go into somebody's home and they do some work in the home. People aren't calling them because they're afraid for anybody to come to their house. And then you have all the small companies like the restaurants and bars and so forth, which is a lot of small independent companies. They're being shut down by mandates. Meanwhile, the House and all of the Republicans, except for 40 members in the House, signed this crony capitalist bill that says if you've got fewer than 500 employees, you're going to have to pay for sick leave and all these other benefits, even though they're shutting them down. They're keeping the big box stores open. And they're exempting them from any of these regulations that they're putting on the small people. This is, Alex, a power grab by big corporations. And if you look at the peak unemployment during the Great Depression, it was 25%. Already we're at 18 to 20%. You got Mnuchin out there saying, well, it may get as high as 20%. Come on, it's going to get higher than 50% if you don't stop this. You're shutting everything down. This is going to be much worse than the Great
Depression.
Exactly.
And there's argument, well, if we totally lock things down, we might save somebody with an unproven number. We'll cover that. But when we come back, I want you to you've got the numbers. Lay out the fact that Trump is being tricked into implementing a Great Depression. The new Great Depression is here if Trump doesn't act now. That's the headline for the next segment. I want you to recap all this because you're on fire right now, David. And that's what I've always told you is I offered to hire you a writer or two, whatever you wanted, just to take the things you do and then write about what you said and have your quotes. You finally got somebody to do that, and it's on drudgereport.com. I mean, you just break incredible stuff constantly, and I get pissed because I have like a star quarterback here, but then you're not letting me get you some blockers. So you're doing a great job. So when we come back, let's go into these numbers, and then let's look at the rest of the story, and we'll take your phone calls, and Millie Weaver's popping in with us as well. She's just amazing with all of her sources that have just continued to totally blow me away. So that's all coming up. I'm going to tell listeners this just point blank range. I already mortgaged my house before this crisis hit to pay the bills, keep this place going with full staff in the next year. all this craziness started and some money came in that helped us be on a better footing. We're still not out of the woods, but we're in a much better position. So when I tell you this, it's just like I told you with the food. They're going to end up having to cease taking orders. That happened yesterday. We have all the supplements now, but we're talking to suppliers, and you see everybody going home, it's shutting down. It's shutting down. You better get your supplements to boost your living defense in your body now at InfoWars Store.
We've all watched with disgust and anger as companies across the United States and the world raise prices during this crisis and gouge their customers. InfoWars has done the opposite. Despite the fact that we've sold out of many of our products and are waiting for others to come back in, we have kept all the products that we have in stock massively discounted 20 to 50%. The average discount is 40% right now on our best-selling items. So stock up on things for you and your family during this crisis. Bolster your body. Bolster your defense. Be as healthy as you can so that we can all make it through this together. It is so important for everybody to do their own research and to protect themselves and their families with the knowledge that God has given us. Be sure and visit InfoWarsStore.com today and take advantage of these items while we still have them in stock.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Well, I've been on air 26 years, and I've been informed since I was the Nino Grasshopper. I had no idea how informed I was. People I was around were totally dialed in at many levels, and were patriots. And now here we are, the globalists, their plan, all pre-programmed, all packaged, all synthetic, because they think you've got an 80 IQ. They think you're not noticing, like the polls before World War II, they said German troops are massing on the border. They've got airplanes flying over marking targets. They're about to attack. But what pure conspiracy theorists, Poland, and then the Germans attacked. This is not rocket science, folks. The pre-programming by every leftist and globalist institution was incredible. And Trump's original instinct to say it's a hoax was right.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, it kills some people, but the response is the hoax. That's what he said. But then, I guess he listened to us, which he really does. We were looking at the problem at the time, and I think I overcompensated. I'm like, Trump, you've got to get out ahead of this. You've got to say it's a serious threat, or they're going to say it's your fault. He overcompensated, then he kind of pulled back, and I'm not blaming him. This is really complex here, but I can tell you, Trump's not behind this. America's not behind this. The deep state is, and we know who did it. We have documented it. Here is the president, though, because they don't want this discussed, and I've said on air, and I know, and I'm not bragging, it's just a fact, folks, people know it. People know this is a real oracle. My guest, all of us, this is the people's oracle. This is the town square. This is the knowledge. This isn't talking points handed down. This is one of the few places that does that, so the White House tunes in. I know who's tuning in right now. I want to say hi to the White House. And they get clips. He calls them the clips. They bring the president clips. And when they want the president to make a good decision, they watch you, I can tell you. And I know Drudge is a fan of you. I know the president likes what you do, David. It's not about kissing David's ass. It's about recognizing InfoWars and our listeners that supported us. We've done something special here because there's not any other channel at a level like this with this quality of production doing this. So the president is listening, and I understand what he's up against. And I will say this, if we have to let them bring in martial law because they forced it his hand, then I do hope the delusional Q stuff is true and that Trump, in a judicious way, just uses a state of emergency to remove Obama's state of emergency that he put in place that we detailed, that they're still using to run Google, Facebook, and Twitter behind the scenes that are really government organs. And we're starting to see some of that at Google going back to its regular search algorithm. That's been confirmed now. So we're seeing some good signs during this crisis. So it's not all negative, but to have the president come out and say China's blaming us, that's seismic, because they don't want that discussion going on because it goes back to the Chinese communists and their globalist controllers. Here's the president last night.
China and others have criticized you for using the phrase Chinese virus. How do you feel about that? Are you going to continue using that phrase?
Well, China was putting out information which was false, that our military gave this to them. That was false. And rather than having an argument, I said, I have to call it where it came from. It did come from China. So I think it's a very accurate term. But no, I didn't appreciate the fact that China was saying that our military gave it to them. Our military did not give it to anybody.
Critics are using that phrase, creates a stigma.
No, I don't think so. No, I think saying that our military gave it to them creates a stigma.
We're just supposed to sit here, David, while the globalists launch their bio attacks and blame Trump when it came from China and not say it's China. I want to get into your depression numbers next segment. I kind of diverted us into this right now, but I want listeners to know this is the most epic time of your life. This is the whole future. This is 9/11 squared. This is our way of life done forever, borders wide open, but you've got to get permission to leave your house, okay? And criminals are going to run wild. The crime rate's already exploding. We are in the biggest crises of our life. Hands down, folks, you're in it. We're in it right now. And the left's all over the news. They're calling up gun shops in other states going, ship me that AK-47. They're like, there's videos of this. They go, sir, we don't have AK-47s, and we can't ship you another state. You have to come do a background check. The left's like, I heard you just buy machine guns. Now suddenly the left wants guns. Yep. You got to know how to use them first, dumbasses. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, if I could say something to President Trump, I would say, look at this guy that you're relying on for information. Anthony Fauci has been there since 1985. Fauci and Francis Collins at the NIH, he's the director, and then underneath him is Fauci for infectious diseases. Look, both of them were there under Obama during Ebola. During Ebola, they were telling people 80% of the people who get Ebola are going to die. Now they're saying 80% of the people who get coronavirus are going to have mild symptoms. They never call for this kind of drastic reaction. Remember, Alex, we were covering that and we're saying, what are they doing? They're bringing people in. Look at what's happening in Dallas. They let this guy in, and he gets sick. They take him to a hospital. Two nurses.
They're flying him into Atlanta.
Yeah, they have a local official goes into the apartment. He walks around. Then he goes to he doesn't have any protective equipment. He doesn't.
But David, I'm not going to interrupt you when you get into people around.
Yeah.
Fauci, every time Trump gets up and says it's okay, comes up and contradicts him in front
of
him.
That's right. That's right.
He's a bureaucrat.
He's a bureaucrat. Push it. And he has been there for decades. They never did this with any of these previous pandemics that were declared by the World Health Organization. This is the first time they're doing this.
And again, the real core of the globalist cult is scientists.
That's right.
And you're a scientist.
That's right.
You know this. The cult is run by them.
Well, I played a clip today. The California governor comes up and he's got a parade of people in white coats that come out on the podium and then stop and stand there in their white coats before he comes out. It's an argument from authority. It's like wearing a uniform. It's like what Vindman did when he testified and he came in wearing his lieutenant.
I'm lieutenant colonel.
Yeah, exactly. These people are like, I'm a doctor, so shut up. And this is exactly what is happening. It's an argument from authority. It's what they've been doing with climate hysteria, and now they're doing it with corona hysteria.
We'll hit the economy when we come back. But again, people try to create a false debate between myself and others like Dr. Boyle, who I really respect, or Mike Adams, who I respect, where they think it's really worst case scenario because it is a bioweapon. You got to really worry, what is it really going to do? We don't know about gain of function, all that, and the fact that it reinfects. The issue is not that. It's not a debate with them. They're great guys. The synthetic hype of the hysteria and the end of the world crap and all that.
Do you notice what they're not calling to shut down? They're not calling for these bioweapon programs to shut down. They're not calling for the gain of function programs to shut down. It was
exactly all the level four labs, yeah. You know, and the secret ones that go above that. Don't worry about those that are Plum Island where we got Lyme's disease.
Yeah. Right down the street.
My dad got really sick from that. One of my good friends almost died from it.
That's
they
right.
admit it's a bioweapon that a damn Nazi we hired cooked up.
That's right. Right down the street from where we were.
It's syphilis delivered through ticks.
In North Carolina, right down the street from where we were, UNC Chapel Hill, that's where they were doing research on coronavirus and bats and so forth, and we've talked about
that. And sold it to the DICOMs.
Exactly. Well, in 2017, They came out with their research. It has supposedly been shut down in 2015. There was a lot of outrage in the scientific community. Said, "What are you doing this for?"
Yeah, guys, pull up the scientist article.
And yet, what happened was it was another 2 years. They said, "Well, you know, we're going to first it was we're going to shut this down," and then they came out and released their research. They shut it down in 2014. They released their research in 2015, and then by 2017, they said, "Well, we've now made it legal again." And in the interim, you had Francis Collins, who's now the director, still the director of the NIH, saying, "Well, I authorized, we had a dozen of these, and I authorized half of them to continue, and one of them was that UNC Chapel Hill thing." Even though it was supposed to be shut down,
and authorized it's not a big deal, or I can pull it up on my phone. You just type in scientific debate over transfer of engineered coronavirus. There it is. Lab-made coronavirus triggers debate. The scientists. Yeah. Obama authorized it. Fauci was there. They transfer of the almost the same virus to the
right.
Chi-Coms.
That's right.
And people are like, "What are you doing? Why are you weaponizing it? Oh,
right.
We're studying it." I mean, wow. And see, they don't want a discussion about this.
That's right. That's right. They said, "Well, we have to have this because we use that to make more vaccines." It's like, yeah, problem, solution. And at the time, this was all coming up, Alex. There was all these reports, especially one reporter who worked for USA Today, Allison Young, did a series. You remember we had the anthrax, live anthrax sent through the mail? But there were a lot of other issues. Hundreds of these labs put in universities like USC Chapel Hill. In addition to the biosafety level 3 and 4 labs, you had the National Primate Center in Tulane. They had a very deadly bacteria they're weaponizing there, got out of that biosafety level 3 lab.
Yeah, the threat is the mad scientist community cooking it up, selling it to everyone, and now using it to power grab over civilization. Let's talk about the Great Depression that is certain if Trump doesn't act now. We have the numbers. You have the numbers. We will be in a Great Depression within 3 months if we don't avert this now. Stay with us.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Show today. I said, hey, what's the point? I said, okay, I'll give you a headline. This will be the headline on InfoWars, this live feed. America takes the Chicken Little bait. We'll enter Great Depression. Subheadline, China and globalists win. Land of the cowards and the home of the fools loses. No, but I mean, I don't say that with pleasure. The average American knows this is a hoax.
And they just don't know what to do because they're picking us off one by one.
That's how it works. So David Knight here with me, host of the David Knight Show, weekday mornings, 8 a.m., lay out that we're going to have a Great Depression. If Trump doesn't get this, it doesn't act now.
Well, let's put this in perspective, Alex, because in 1929, when at the end of the Roaring Twenties, when everything was cooking, the economic growth rate, or unemployment.
Why don't you start over? We had some technical issues. You start over. Roaring Twenties.
Yeah. In 1929, they had 3% unemployment, which is pretty good. That's pretty much full employment. Then after the stock market crashed, the Great Depression began. In 1930, it went up to about 9%. And then, until you get into World War II, unemployment rates ran between 16% and 17% and peaked at 25%. Peak of 25%. Now, what has happened in this last week? We've had a recent poll said that 18% of the people said they've already lost their job. Is that a surprise? We've got everybody afraid to call a repairman to come to their house, and you've got mayors everywhere shutting down bars and restaurants and any small business. The big businesses are going to be allowed to stay open. They're not going to have to pay any benefits if they got more than 500 employees, but if you've got less than 500 employees, small, medium enterprises are going to shut you down, and they're going to burden you with extra benefits.
And that's key. The big mega corporations, their essential infrastructure,
that's right,
they could stay open. But if you're a little gas line repair company, or you're a pool repair company, or you're an auto repair company, oh, you've got to shut down. You're not essential. They're making and don't worry, there's going to be government loans and government money. They're making you go on welfare.
Yeah, a big $1,000 check. That's going to make a whole lot of difference, right? And so when we look at what happened with the Great Depression, peaks at 25%, but it's kicking around between 17 and 21% for most of the Great Depression. Then when World War II begins, it started to drop a little bit. By 1942, it was about 9% or so as we began to get into the war ourselves, because it was the end of December 1941 that Pearl Harbor happened. And then as we're ramping everything up and we've got everybody working, even Rosie the Riveter, it comes down to 1%. And then as soon as the war ended in 1945, it comes back up to that 3% level again. But folks, what we're looking at right now is already an unemployment level that is at or near the peak unemployment level of the Great Depression. And we've gone from a boom economy to Great Depression level unemployment figures just by fiat, by mandate, in a single week or two. and who knows how far this is going
to
go.
So we're not going to stop at 20%. We're not taking 2 years to get into depression. We're going right into one. So you look at the numbers. How long? I think a few months. They're even saying now recession, depression. In a few months, they can't reverse this. What does Trump do that we're going to cause?
I don't know what Trump – well, what Trump needs to do is he needs to stop panicking. I did a report last week, and I said, look, they're freaking everybody out. He needs to be like George Bailey at the Savings and Loans, if you remember, It's a Wonderful Life. He needs to calm people down. And yes,
the panicking is what will destroy you.
Exactly.
The virtue signaling, exactly. Getting all into it, is what's going to bring us down.
If you look at the toilet paper.
Because you watch, in two weeks, it'll be a couple thousand dead. And they'll go, oh, the lockdown's what did that. Trying to cover up the fact that they predicted all these massive deaths.
Well, the other thing about this is engineered is the statistics in terms of the how deadly the disease is.
Talk about Italy, and then we're going to go to a caller who's quarantined, Mike in New York.
Well, you know, when you look at what happened in China, right, they just last week on Friday, they said, we're going to start counting mild cases. They were not counting mild cases in the statistics. And so that means that they're only taking people who are dying or who are severely ill. And
so if you only sample the very, it's like going to a hospice and saying 90% of the world's dying. No, those in hospice are.
That's right.
So, you don't get the math. You know, and I always say, okay, well, show me the math where we have the variable of people that never showed up. Well, they don't have that.
If you're not counting but a tenth of the people, that means that the disease is going to look 10 times more deadly. And it's just that simple. And they started counting that on Friday. Now, in Brazil, they're saying, well, we're not going to count people who have mild cases. At the same time, they're saying 82 to 85% of the cases are going to be mild. So they're not counting that. They're inflating the danger of that. We just got information out of Italy. This is John Rappaport's article. This is a publication coming out of Italy, the Italian National Institute of Health. And they said there have only been two deaths as of last Friday associated with coronavirus, and they didn't have any other underlying or problems, health problems in addition to that. They said the average age of the people who died there was 80.3 years. And they said of those two people that they didn't know if they had any other underlying conditions there or advanced age, they said they still hadn't finished their tests on those two people. And the bottom line is that if we go back and we look at statistics again, going back to 2007, the last year that the CDC kept statistics on people dying by decade, they would do 65 to 75, 75 to 85, and then over 85. They stopped it in 2007. I think it's probably because the baby boomers are getting into that range. Nevertheless, if we go back and look at that, we would expect that in a month you would see 146,000 people 65 and over dying. We've had 100 people die, most of them elderly. Most of these deaths, when we had 40 deaths, we're now at 100, we had 40 deaths. 22 of those were from that one home in Seattle, okay, the elderly care home. 22 of the 40 deaths were from that
very
one place.
Very suspicious. David, stay right there. We got Millie Weaver coming up. But look at these callers. Don, virus, local government, curfews, business borders are wide open. Lamar, Mike Adams and Alex Jones are both correct. China, number one enemy. Mike in New York, callers under quarantine. We're going to him next. Pending test results. Tim, company officer. We don't have numbers. Pandemic is killing. Michelle, the virus, the election 2020 5G connection, which is documented. Edgar, what really happening? The next plan, martial law, vaccines. Matt in Nebraska, hospital forcing quarantines on nurses, medical staff. Diego, California, the virus. Mike Adams is right. New World Order. William, Oregon. Pandemic will cause a new depression worse than actual. Absolutely. Virus. Daryl, the shutdown, the masses, order out of chaos. Chad, the virus, the coming martial law. Hell, it ain't coming, brother. When they're telling you businesses and restaurants are shut down, it's a compendium. It's a trend. It's a chart like a Richter scale. It's a scale, and I'd say on a scale of 1 to 10, we're like a 6, man.
Yeah.
You know, tanks in the streets are like a 7. People being shot in firing squads is a 10. I mean, this is not good.
No. And what we have now, I was making fun of Romney for embracing AOC's universal basic income of $1,000. Here's $1,000. Is that going to
really work? And now Trump's getting ready to do it.
Now Trump's going to do it. They're getting all of their agenda pushed through here. They've been preparing you psychologically with the climate hysteria, and you didn't believe it. But you keep hearing this, we're all going to die, and here's the things that we have to
adopt. Oh, and they're also saying it's good we're dying. The left is celebrating it. Hope it hurts Trump. Hope it hurts Christians. Hope it hurts America. And then Trump hasn't done enough so that he stampedes and does more. I got to tell you, this is sophisticated, ladies and gentlemen, because I saw one level, hey, they're going to set Trump up. He didn't do enough. So I'm like, Trump, do something, do something. And then he starts overreacting, kills the economy. We're going to take your phone calls. Willie Weaver's coming up. We got Dr. Francis Boyle coming on as well. But I got to get these calls. These callers look amazing. David and I, keep riding shotgun with us as well if you can.
Sure.
Infowars.com is standing for truth. Infowars.com/show.
Our constitutions, our health is our most valuable asset. It's what allows us to stay alive on this amazing planet that God's given us. And we've got to take care of our bodies. We've got to take care of ourselves. And all the products at InfoWarsStore.com have been researched deeply and have been developed with some of the top experts in the country to maximize what God's given us through Mother Nature to help our bodies boost their defense against all the insane things that have been artificially introduced into our environment. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today during all this hysteria and realize it's not toilet paper or flashlights that you really need. Sure, it's okay to have plenty of that, but it is high-quality supplements, and we've got the best. And during this crisis, I am discounting everything 40% at InfoWarsStore.com.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendovite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. Really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. But you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Well, Well, we told you Trump would activate FEMA in a national emergency. He just activated a nationwide emergency for the first time in decades. Every region at highest level, maximum alert, a new Infowars.com story. We have loaded phone lines. We have Millie Weaver. We're getting on the line. We have David Knight riding shotgun. We have Francis Boyle, who's great. But I'll move back a little bit in the next hour to get to your calls. This is just moving so incredibly fast. Truck drivers press on to stop shortages amid coronavirus. Yeah, it's not those driverless cars saving us. Trump using racist rhetoric to distract from coronavirus response failure. They're trying to use that against Trump. It is incredible.
They're going to leave him holding the bag once this greater depression kicks in. And it is going to be greater than 50% because that's what they've been talking about for the longest time. That's why they wanted universal basic income.
That's a depression.
Yeah. You've got papers in the U.S., but especially South Korea. They're saying, look, we're going to have 60 to 70% unemployment for doctors and for lawyers. Not blue-collar workers. I mean, this is going through every strata of...
But don't worry, they'll have lots of microchips and a new implantable tattoo that saves you.
Yeah.
Incredible. It's all on Infowars.com, folks. Only way we beat this is you spread the links. It's now a total war. Newswars.com. PrisonPlanet.com. Band.video. Share those links. I want to go to Millie Weaver here in a moment. We've got to get a few of these calls in. Let's go to Mike in New York. Caller is under quarantine pending test results. Wow. Tell us what's going on, Mike.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I'm going to be a little slow and a little soft because I am having some lung problems, and lately conversation really brings that out. So I've been in quarantine since Saturday, and getting a test result up here is you'd practically have to beg in order to get a test. And what I was told from my local public health is that if you don't have a fever, then they're not going to test you. So basically, you got to be circling the drain in order to even get a test around.
That's absolutely true. That's in the guidelines. You got to have like 101 plus. You got to have trouble breathing. You have to be unable to speak for a minute, coughing what, four times.
Correct. So I believe that I have maybe a mutation of this because I absolutely have no fever at all. I have none of the face congestion. I don't have anything coming up.
Some people don't get fevers that happen.
Right.
And no one's denying it's not a bizarre bioweapon, but I think it's a panic weapon, David.
Mike, let me tell you something. I covered this morning. There's an article, a couple of articles, talking about the fact that Australia, China, South Korea have found a malaria drug that has been used in the past. It's very cheap now because it's no longer patented. And I forget exactly what the name is. You can search it yourself. But they found that that's very effective. There's also HIV drug they found to be effective. But that, of course, is still under patent. So it's expensive. It's difficult to get. But this malaria drug, they said, is very effective at this. And that's why, you know, there's other things that you can do other than relying on...
That's right. A lot of the hospitals aren't even talking about that because they want to be as bad as possible. Mike, what else did you want to add?
I also want to say that I do have a friend who delivers for Walmart. He drives a tractor trailer, and he's currently saying, he's in South Carolina, and he's currently saying that he's having trouble even getting his truck loaded because none of the workers are going into the warehouse to even go to work.
And Mike, I'm glad you brought this up. I told listeners this, and I'm going to explain this again to everybody. People are all leaving. They're panicking. And in a just-in-time economy, that will cause a depression like that.
Yeah.
And so it is a plug. We have a warehouse. We have trucks that come and get it. But you need to get your orders in now for supplements that boost your body's response. It's now time to take action. But 99% of those who died had virus, had other illnesses, Italy says. That's even Bloomberg. So Rappaport was reporting that. A couple days ago.
That's right.
But now there's Bloomberg confirming Rappaport's report.
Yeah.
So again, this is a massive psyop, folks. It doesn't mean it's not a bioweapon. It doesn't mean it's not man-made. But it just means exactly. The truck drivers are powering through. They're not cowards. I'm not kissing their ass. It's true.
We have a lot of old people die in Italy. Average age, 80.3 years. And so we got to shut down Italy. Shut down
again, the entire... Rappaport had that out 2 days ago.
That's right.
You covered it this morning. Now it's in Bloomberg.
That's right.
So again, I'm not trying to... Folks... This is a psyop. Anything else, Mike?
Honestly, I'm really grateful to you guys because it's because of you and Mike Adams that I was able to have my mother get prepared, a couple of friends get prepared, and you know, without me sounding the warning that you gave, they'd be in a bad situation.
Thank you, Mike. In fact, let me explain this paradox. Because I'm getting a lot of emails, a lot of calls about, hey, you don't like Mike Adams? No, Mike, I think he's coming on Friday. He's invited on. He thinks the most extreme version, he's been very accurate so far, that it would create a huge panic and all that. So we've been, we were here saying this is going to be a big economic hysteria event. And this is a man-made bioweapon. So we're very concerned. I definitely boosted my own deal, more ammo, more food, telling my wife and kids, please try to stay home as much as possible. But now the panic, it's kind of like when you get the Spanish flu. It's the autoimmune response that would kill you, not the flu. And so it's like our response is what's killing us, David.
Well, and the other thing, Alex, is that I'm a libertarian. I believe in free markets. I think that an open and free economy can respond to this better than a centralized command and control economy.
No,
they can't fix the economy because it's the Federal Reserve that created the bubbles, the quantitative easing.
The CDC
of throwing
can't
in
$500 billion
a year.
And now they're going to just lock everybody down. It's going to cause a depression.
It is.
Trump's been set up.
It is.
And
he's going to get all the blame. They've been blaming him, and now they're going to give him the blame when he follows their advice.
Unbelievable. All right, we're going to get to everybody. Everybody hold him. We're going to get to you. Millie Weaver, bringing her in. She'll ride shotgun with us now. Millie, I've got a lot of questions, a lot to talk to you about. I've been wanting to get you on for a few days. I remember you 2 years ago saying your intel sources set a bio attack to bring down the U.S. economy, shut down the media. I know you've got a lot of great sources. You've been to the White House. I mean, I know you're amazing. Well, what is your, in the 3 minutes we have to break, your just most important thing you want to say here?
Okay, so if you remember when I broke that story to you, Alex, about how my source was talking about an impending bioweapon attack being in the back channels and the chatter, I also mentioned Facebook ID and how we were going to be moving to digital IDs. And digital ID is actually going to play a huge role because when you have a crisis situation, right, don't let a crisis go to waste. You use that situation to usher in more totalitarian governances, laws, regulations, just like they did with 9/11 to usher in the Patriot Act. Notice right now you have the Patriot Act, the sunset clause of the 215 section that allowed for a lot of the FISA abuses and spying on American people that just sunsetted March 15th, and you have this battle going on throughout Congress and the Senate, all of these rhino Republicans and Democrats trying to get through more legislation that will allow for spying on the American people. And then you have people like Rand Paul and Mike Lee speaking out against it, saying they're going to filibuster it. So there's this battle going on right now over our rights to not be spied on. But also in the background, there is a new system, the ID 2020 system, or the Real ID Act, that comes into effect October 1st, 2020. Okay, this is very important because if you actually research into this new ID system, when you go to the driver's license, they're now going to take a picture. It's going to facial scan you and put you into a system where you're essentially going to have this digital ID. And this is being implemented all across the world right now. There are many other countries implementing it.
There's a globalist police state update. And so, as David was saying, as you're saying, all their agendas are pushed through with this. Is that what you're saying,
Melissa? Yes, I mean, there's a shift happening right now is what I'm telling you. I mean, if you look at ID for Africa, they're already implementing these digital IDs in Africa. And one of the requirements now that they're having for their citizens who don't have constitutional protections is they're requiring people to have vaccination certificates, which then is attached onto their digital ID. And it's an e-document to allow them to leave or enter the country and to be able to enter certain public settings.
Exactly. So it's about medical tyranny, forced inoculation, and gun confiscation. This is the takeover we're witnessing right now.
Exactly. That's why we're seeing everyone being ushered into quarantines. So the real question is, are we not going to be allowed back out into the public until we all get on these real IDs and we all accept these vaccinations that they're rushing through right now to get?
And then it's an actual emergency when you have a convulsion and die. It's okay because the drag queen story time is taking place after you're dead with your children. We'll be right back with Millie Weaver, your phone calls, and David Knight. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Alex Jones here, back live. David Knight in the studio with me, Millie Weaver, remoting in. Your calls. Dr. Francis Boyle coming up to give us the latest, author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Law. I want to go to the callers. I want to get working these callers in here. I'm going to say this. This virus is really communicable in the hysteria it's created. And when you see the public being tested like this, and you see these lockdowns expanding, and you know the response is going to be a global depression, this is the global state wanting to kill the economy to make us submit to it and be dependent. And I think that's really the final equation. Now the answer is getting the truth out about that and pointing that out. I'm going to ask Millie and I'm going to ask David their take on what Trump should do in a moment. But let's start getting to some of these calls. Let's talk to Matt in Nebraska. Says hospitals forcing quarantines on nurses and medical staff. Tell us about that, Matt.
Yeah, I heard from a mom that has a friend that worked at Davis City, Nebraska.
that are making nurses and medical staff sign a thing saying if you drive past 60 miles, you're automatically 14-day quarantine because of the outbreaks in Omaha or in Lincoln. And, I mean, now these nurses are supposed to go get food and stores and all that. And then another point, the Hong Kong has already put out a press release for your COVID-19 bracelet. So they're already ahead of the ball game. That's all I got to say.
So Hong Kong has people wearing the bracelets that David broke.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no, it's going out.
What's your bottom line take on this, Matt? I just cannot believe the way so many people are buying into the hysteria.
I'm a truck driver in Nebraska, and all the local docks and warehouses are having the truck drivers not go check in. They got to call in first, and it's all a panic. I mean, there's bars in Nebraska that in my town that used to have like 50 or 60 people. They're listening to the governor's restriction to having only 10. I've never seen that bar, especially during a weekday after everybody got off work. There's only 10 people there. They're following procedures, and it's going to come down to what you're saying.
Oh, yeah. The globalists are going to only do more of this now because we're acting like good little slaves. Thank you, Matt. Millie, what do you think Trump should do?
Well, you know, I think it's interesting they brought up these bracelets in China, though, how they're already going to say, oh, you've been pre-screened. That's interesting because that's what they're moving towards, being able to put everyone's health records up into digital form. That digital form can be put on your biometrics in your real ID. And essentially, you could just scan your ID and find out whether or not you've been pre-screened and whether or not you're allowed in certain areas. I mean, as far as Trump goes, I think that he's trying to do his best right now to just keep the economy from crashing. And I don't think that he's aware of
the
plan.
I was like, you need to respond more because they're setting you up with it. But I wasn't even thinking third, fourth dimensional there, because then clearly once he did that, now they've got him where he's got to do everything they want.
Exactly. And the other thing is, though, is he is trying to take a stand. He did tweet out just the other day, you know, basically saying that he was going to veto the FISA bills if they try to push him through. So he's trying to take a stand against this encroachment on Americans' rights and privacy rights. And they're using this crisis, this virus, to scare everyone into giving up our rights.
And that's totally clear. It's all across the board. In fact, what are the agendas they're getting, David? You already listed a bunch of them.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, universal basic income, we have to replace. Look, when Bloomberg got into so much criticism because of what he said about farmers. What he was saying in full context was he said we've had an agricultural society, then we replace that with an industrial revolution. But right now, those of us who are smart like me, we're working on ways to put all these people out of work. And what we have to figure out is how we're going to keep them from taking guillotines to us. That was his words, guillotines.
And so they know the pedophilia is coming out, exactly. The globalism's coming out.
So,
they just shut the economy off using their financial power.
That's right.
And change our perspective to survival instead of removing them.
Here's what Trump needs to do. He needs to get some films of Winston Churchill. In 1939, when their backs were against the wall, they had impossible odds. That's where you get that sign, 1939, keep calm, carry on. But there was another sign, Alex, and it said, freedom is in peril. Defend it with all your might. These people were not concerned about their lives as much as they were about their liberty.
Yes,
and look,
got,
we're not going to make it through this.
1,000 bombers a night bombing you.
Yeah.
And tens of thousands dying a night. And right. It went from 10% supporting the war to 99%.
That's right.
So who are we? We're not like these people. Like our ancestors, when they got attacked, got meaner and tougher.
That's right.
They didn't go, oh, let me roll over and piss all over myself.
That's right. And C.S. Lewis, I talked about this today. He lived through that in the atomic age. He said, what do we do now? He said, if you are focused on survival, you will not survive as a society, as a culture, as a nation. You have to understand that there are more important things than your individual survival. And if you will trade your liberty for freedom, you will never achieve that.
When you're willing to die for freedom, you've got an incredibly free society because you've got a bunch of people who don't take crap. But when you're all a bunch of jellyfish, you go, this is a test, folks.
Yeah.
Sure is this, everybody wanted to avoid bioweapons. This was a released bioweapon.
Yep.
And now if you take the bait and grovel and they get power out of it, you're going to have bioweapons all the time. They're going to get a lot worse.
And more importantly, it's a psycho war as well.
It's a psychological war. It's a total psyop. Let's take another call here. Who's been holding the longest here? That would be Chad in Washington. The virus, the coming martial law. Hell, we're already in it, brother. We're already in the boiling pot.
Yeah, absolutely we are. Thanks for taking my call today. First of all, I'm just wondering how much more bad moves Trump needs to make for you to quit being an apologist for him. He's working with Andrew Yang's campaign and his people for the universal income that they're proposing. He's always tricked by the deep state, right? But he's a mega genius and he only hires the best. No, he's still in the swamp, making it deeper. He will start door-to-door gun confiscation, martial law, like Katrina. There will be FEMA.
You know, here's the funny thing. You keep saying that I'm behind the curve. I'm the guy that popularized that martial law was coming using bioweapons attacks in the last 26 years. I don't think anybody denies that. Our credibility in stocks gone straight up. Our audience is 10 times whatever it was, despite the bans. We just exploded. Okay? And I saw the globalists legitimately go after Trump, legitimately go after me when I supported him at a level never before seen. So I'm like, oh, I'm under attack. I should support this guy. I've got big problems with some of the stuff Trump does. But I happen to know some people that advise him, and he's trying to balance this. So we're here criticizing some of the stuff he's doing, but it doesn't mean we think he's a bad guy. So let's just move on from I'm an idiot. Okay, I don't know anything. Instead of talking about I don't know anything, Chad, enlighten us, sir.
Like I said, he's going to start the door-to-door gun confiscation. That's happening. Martial law's next. There's going to be FEMA camps. It's going to be just like Katrina, taking the guns in the high and dry areas. We're going to have an ultimate tracking system, like Millie Weaver brought up. It's going to be the Real ID 2020. Trump is behind this all. He signed executive orders to institute AI in all sectors across our country. Okay? He's the one.
Sure. You understand Millie Weaver's part of InfoWars. You calling in is part of InfoWars. So when you say InfoWars isn't saying this, you're on air saying this, sir. I want to be clear that, you know, people are on the show yesterday and they're like, InfoWars is saying nothing bad is happening. And I'm like, you're on InfoWars. You're InfoWars. We're just having a big discussion here.
I just said what Trump should say. And let me tell you what, I don't think Trump's going to do that. I don't think Trump is going to act like Winston Churchill. Let me tell you, we don't have a savior in Washington. We need to do this ourselves. That's part of growing up and learning to be responsible and fighting for our freedoms. We organize at the local level. Liberty is never going to be handed to us. We're going to have to take it. And that means we're going to have to start organizing on the local level. You get people to set up sanctuary cities, not just for the Second Amendment, but for all of the amendments and the Constitution.
I mean, I'm tempted to, like, say I'm going to the park and I'm hosting a gathering. Just to say,
yellow
vest
movement.
Virus might be deadly. I'm not going to live in this fear.
That's right. This weekend you had the people in France, the yellow vests showed up in public even though they told them not to. They've been doing this, I don't know, 60, 70, 80 weeks they've been doing this. Why? Because they were going to shut them down. They were going to use...
That's right. The globalists are on their heels everywhere.
That's right.
And that's why they tried to force Trump to stampede. He didn't have enough... I said respond in rhetoric, not in action, so they can't blame him. And then now I think he's starting to go too far the other direction. All right, Chad, I really appreciate your call. Millie, we were going to break. Stay with us. What is your take on what you just heard?
Well, basically, my sources have said that the plan was to impeach Trump, right? And they fully thought that that was going to go through. So what we're seeing right now took a lot of back energy and time to plan out.
They were already planning this once Trump was taken out so we wouldn't riot with him being taken out. Bingo.
And they were going to round us up and put us in the camps after Trump was taken out. Okay, so this is all now coming into motion now. Okay, but Trump is still in power, and thank God for that.
Yes.
But you have to understand, Trump is not orchestrating this. He's not some mastermind behind this. He's doing his best right now to keep the economy from crashing. And yes, there is a real virus out there, but the risk to yourself is really low. It's mostly going to hurt old people and the people who are immunocompromised.
Millie, stay there. You're going to have the floor. Millie, I got hardcore chills when you just talked, because I was meaning to say that today on the air. Clearly, everything they're doing is 6 months a year behind. That's why they had the Roger Stone trial, the attacks on Trump all lined up. That failed. So they're still running operations that were already set. That's how they were going to keep Americans from revolting once Trump was taken out, was the virus. That's why it was all exactly. That is the truth, what you just heard.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.